A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
I was sitting in Metz, France, in a courtyard with my fiance, his children, and his brothers. And in German, Peter, my fiance, apparently told everybody that we were engaged. I didn't know it had happened until we got these like big reactions and the kids came over to hug me and his brothers were so happy for us. And then my now husband's brother, Kurt, asked, "So Vanessa, are you going to change your last name?" And I looked at him and I was like, "Oh my God, I absolutely am not going to change my last name. It had never occurred to me. I would never. I'm going to die Vanessa Zoltan." And it's just so funny because so many of my good friends, it's the opposite, right? It's like, absolutely, we're starting a family. Families have the same last name. And these are just both completely logical to me. And it's so interesting to me, the different boundaries that we all set in marriage. I am still going to go on vacation with my friends without you. Now that you are part of my life, that means everything I do, you are invited to, right? Like, we all react to this merger differently. And that is what we are going to be talking about today with Anissa. Anissa has been married to a wonderful man for 7 years, and yet she is still holding on to certain things that she's like, should this be autonomous or should this be part of my coupledom? I'm Vanessa Zoltan, and this is Should I Quit? Anissa.
Hi, Vanessa.
So Anissa, you and I went to college together. It's just about our 20th anniversary of knowing each other.
Wow. Yeah, that's amazing.
But you submitted to this show without telling me. You could text a girl, but you were like, nope, I'm just going to submit through the proper channels.
I sneaky submitted.
So I don't know anything about this. What question are you bringing on? What's going on?
Well, I submitted a question about my bank account. I am trying to figure out whether I should quit my bank account.
Because you don't believe in the banking system anymore and you want to bring all the cash into your mattress.
That's right. I want to put it under my pillow.
Okay.
Oh, so I've been married for 7 years and I have lived with my husband for longer than that. And we always had this joint account. And so we still have the joint account. And just for the last 7 years, I've been clinging to my personal account. My own account, my own money. And I don't know why, because he's like very supportive. There's no red flags about money. We're fine on that front. I just don't, like, I just can't. Every time I think about it, I like cling to it. So I just thought it would be a really interesting thing to talk to you about.
Yeah.
And so I snuck it into your online system. I didn't want to get any favoritism on my bank account question.
Okay, does your husband have a personal account?
Nope, sure doesn't.
Not that you know of. I'm just kidding. He doesn't.
That's a good point. Maybe he does. No, I mean, he very like visibly merged our accounts right after we were married. So like, he's just, you know, it's just me. It's just me. Yeah.
Okay. Do you still put money into this account every month? Are you like, I'm putting $300 into my account? What's your relationship with this account?
Yeah. I have a certain amount that goes from my paycheck into the account. And then I pay for like a credit card that is only mine and it gets paid from this account out. And then we also like have some just legacy stuff, like my Etsy account is like hooked to it, right? It's like, yeah, it's like there's some legacy stuff that would be like annoying to transfer, but there's not a lot actually. It's, yeah, it's mainly just like the credit card and a couple other things.
So what do you charge on this credit card, or like what do you pay for out of this account that you would be like not paying for on your joint account?
Yeah, that is such a logical question and I have no logic to it. I just pay for whatever on this account. Lunch sometimes. I do pay for gifts for him so that he doesn't see how much they are and it's not like just a weird transactional, I bought you something from our shared money thing. But I don't, there's nothing that I'm like paying for there that I like specifically don't want his eyes on.
Sure.
Other than gifts for him. But I listened to Hot and Bothered live from Pemberley. And mm-hmm. You guys, you and Lauren talked about pin money mm-hmm. on one of the episodes. For anybody that didn't listen, I don't know why you wouldn't, but for anybody that didn't listen, pin money was like special money that would be allocated for women to just like buy whatever they needed to buy or wanted to buy. And if you were a woman of means, you like had a little bit more pin money and it was seen as like, oh, you're so lucky you have this money to allocate it for the things you want. And I was like, oh man, yeah. And like alarm bells going off in my brain. Like, oh, maybe this is why you can't let go of that account. My mom was like the breadwinner in my family, but she was like kind of allocated money. Because my dad is an economist. He like is very good with money. And she always like chose to defer to him on the money stuff for a reason, because he's like good at it. But then right. He would like allocate money to her. You know, it was like a little bit of like pin money. So I'm sure that's in there in me
sure.
and is affecting this. It's just like, that's not my reality. That's my parents' reality, you know?
Why are you thinking about closing it? Like, this has worked for 7 years. Why are you like, do you know what? Now's the time to think about this. Maybe all of our money should be joint.
I think it's like I'm sort of tired of contemplating it. And I just want to like have a logic and go with that logic. I like need a framework to think about this, because I have been thinking about it for like 7 years. Like, should I do this? Maybe I shouldn't. And then I'll just let it go for like another couple of months. And then I'll just think about it again. And it's seems kind of silly and unnecessary. And so then I'll be often I have said like, I should just shut this down. Like, it's illogical. It doesn't fit our life. It's like, doesn't make sense with how our relationship with money is. And then every time I'm like, okay, here I go. I'm going to do it. I like have this pull to be like, no, 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 this is your money. This is your money. Hold it.
Why? What is that pull?
Gosh, I don't know. I don't know. It's something to do a bit with control, like mm-hmm. total control over this money that I've earned. Mm-hmm. It's probably a little bit of like female pride. I don't, you know, like the history of women and money. And I'm just like, come on, lady, keep your money. You know, like you've earned it and you like can decide what happens to it. And you alone can decide what happens to it.
I'm going to ask such a manipulative question.
Okay.
So you have a 4-year-old daughter.
Yeah.
What do you want to model for her? Like, do you want to model for her, keep your own money or keep some of your own money? Or do you want to model for her, totally invest in your family?
I want to model for her, like, voicing your own priorities and, like, having a strong voice on your priorities for your money. And that doesn't mean hiding it away. Huh? So I want to play it out because, like, that's very enlightening and not manipulative. That's a very good question.
It's very manipulative. Think about the children, Anissa. What kind of mother do you want to be? It's really manipulative.
So the modeling that would mean, like, being a lot more open in front of her about choices about money. Because I'm thinking about, like, the modeling that I had. You know, there would be conversations about big stuff related to money. But small stuff, like, we would go shopping, my mom and I, and then we would get, like, fast food for lunch. And we would throw the trash away outside, not inside, because she didn't want him to know that we'd eaten out instead of just, like, eating the food that we had in the house. Because, like, he would have said, like, why did you do that? That wasn't a good use of money. It wasn't, like, a big fight that they would have. It was just, like, a thing that he would be like, why would you spend the money that way?
We hid my new school clothes from my dad.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I just, like, don't want to do that. So that's why I think I'm just like, well, if I don't have to even have the conversation, then I don't have to be, like, judged or hide things. And, like, my husband has never shown the, like, tendency to do that. I just don't, like, I never want to do that. I just don't want to do that. I, like, don't want that to be part of my life.
I mean, I have skin in the game on this emotionally. I'm like, keep your money. Probably because I've watched too much, like, sad women stuff, right? I'm like, what if you have to run away one day?
Exactly.
What if one day one of your kids wants something or needs something and your husband, it turns out, is a terrible person and we didn't know that and he doesn't want to pay for your kid to do whatever?
We've all seen that movie.
We've all seen that movie. But then the other part of me is like, yeah, invest in your marriage and, you know, have the conversations with your husband as a way of building trust. And, like, 20 years in the future, this little nest egg has built up for you. And you've been keeping whatever. You've been putting, we're going to say, $20 aside every month into this account. How do you feel about that?
Well, the funny thing is that there's no savings there. It's an account that, like, it takes money in, it sends money out. If we need money in the joint account, I say the joint account, the other account that he treats as the only account.
Into my husband's only bank account. Uh-huh.
My husband's only bank account. When it's, like, low on money, I will take money out of this account and just put it over there. And, like, it's not building any money. It's just that if I needed a little bit to, like, squirrel away, I could. If I wanted to build up money over there, I could. I could buy the $70 pair of jeans instead of the $30 pair of jeans and nobody would know.
Aren't you entitled to that amount of privacy? Even if you then go home and be like, I spent $70 on these jeans. Is this a question about privacy or is this a question about power? What is this about? Control?
Right. Right.
More than one thing.
I have such a weird relationship with the question about privacy. But I think in this case, it might be. Because I'm like, I'm not doing anything nefarious with this money, but I also just, like, don't want to have to explain it. I, like, never want to have to explain it. I want to do some things in my life that I do not have to explain.
That just makes sense to me. Yeah. You're a mom of two little kids and you work. I feel like every second of your life is accounted for.
Yeah. Yeah, I've never said that out loud. There's like some part of my life I don't want to have to like talk about and like debate over.
How do you feel about that revelation?
That feels really important. And it feels like something that actually explains this clinging. And I like have not been able to figure out why I'm clinging to this thing. Yeah.
Do you want to just like go half a step deeper on it? Like, why does that matter to you? It can be an end. I don't, you know, there might not be another half step, mm-hmm. but.
Yeah. What's interesting about the way that that's like crystallizing in my mind is it's actually not about ownership and control, which is what I've been struggling with. I'm like thinking like, why do I feel like I'm like holding on to control? It's actually not control. It's like exhaustion.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I just want a piece of the puzzle in my life to be kind of uncomplicated and like not shared and not like negotiation. Just like simple. Yeah. I like don't have a lot of that right now.
Yeah. And this seems like, I can't think of a better word, but this seems like a cheap way to get a moment of that.
Yeah. That's the apt word for it. It's like not, it's art. It already exists. It's not like a lot of trouble. My husband has never once asked me to shut down this account. It's not causing any strife in our marriage. It's just there. And it gives me that little peace. Yeah.
I get massages every once in a while. And I think I really love being massaged. But I also think that it is an hour where I can text my mom and my husband and be like, phone off for 1 hour. And they both know it's like expensive and a treat for me. So they're like, yeah, we got to respect it. You know, my dad is in and out of the hospital. I have stepkids. Like, I have a moral responsibility to kind of be attached to my phone. And there's just like 1 hour every couple months where I'm just like, phone off. And it's amazing. Like, I think that's part of what I'm paying for.
Yeah. Yeah. Is the disconnection.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I really, that sounds cheaper than massages.
True. True. Although maybe I should add that to the mix too. Sounds like a pretty good plan.
You can use your private card for it. And so no one can say anything about it. Yeah. Our lives are so complicated. And so having one really innocent, by the way, place that's just yours and is simple, that makes sense to me.
Yeah, we join together in like relationships, like marriages, and you just think that like everything needs to be together. Especially, I feel like when you're young and you're like looking for relationship, you especially think like, okay, we're going to do everything together. We're going to do it. And then like, as you get older, you realize like, okay, I really got to like be my own person and find my partner in this. But then marriage, like the conventions around marriage are again, to just like mush everything together and like join everything together. Got your shared space and your shared everything. And you like kind of forget about what you learned before you found that partner where you're like, oh, right, I have to be my own individual, like do my own things and have my own joys. And you just like smash right up against all these like conventions around marriage. Yeah.
Yeah. A friend of mine has a really nice armchair and ottoman. And her kids and her husband are not allowed to use it, and nobody is allowed to touch her when she is in it. That was joint money that she and her husband spent, but it's like a tiny bit of real estate that is like just for her. We're just allowed to snatch certain things and be like, this is for me.
Yeah. Yeah, this is mine.
This
and
is
I want to make decisions around this part of my existence. Yeah.
I don't share French fries. Whatever it is, whatever the rule is, I share my French fries, just so you know. You can have my fries. They're more fries.
Thanks. I do have a friend who will refuse to share food when they go out to eat, but it's a very stated preference. It's just like, no, this is, I just don't do it. And now that we all know it, nobody asks. including their spouse, you know, they're like, I ordered this because I want it and I want to eat it. I ordered it from the menu because I want to eat it.
So you ordered this money from the menu because you want it and it's yours.
Yeah, exactly.
Anissa, I'm so happy for you. I think you should start putting more money away.
Yeah, well, I can decide. I can decide what I do with it.
Thank you so much for coming on. And I love seeing your face.
Yeah, thanks for having me. This is so helpful and like illuminating. And I feel a lot more peace around this topic.
You've been listening to Should I Quit, our latest season of The Real Question. Our show is funded 100% through our Patreon at patreon.com/realquestionpod. If you are listening to this within a month of it coming out, you should probably help us make it. Another way that you can support the show is by leaving us a review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you are listening. You can also follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Real Question Pod. We love to shout out our BFF tier patrons, Molly Reilly, Kristen Hall, Mary Margaret, Becky Boo, Jenny Cruz, Amanda Schramm, and Shannon Sheehan. We are a Not Sorry production. Our executive producers are Caitlin Hoffmeister and me, Vanessa Zoltan. We are edited and produced by Ariana Nettleman. Our music is by Nick Bull, and we are distributed by Acast. A huge thanks to the lovely Anissa for joining us today. And thanks as always to our wonderful team, Julia Argy, Nikki Zoltan, AJ Aramas, Hannah Rehack, Margaret H. Wilson, Courtney Brown, Natalie Folkerts, Casper Terkyle, and Stephanie Paulsell.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Bowl and Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Bowl and Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bowlandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.